now return to Unlocking Secrets for Women, a program paid for and sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
Welcome back to Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN 1410 AM. I'm your host, Candace Newton. And for this segment, we're going to be talking about something that's really important for people, and that is when to seek therapy and when to get help, when to know when you can't answer your own questions anymore, and when you need to go to the experts and do what I think is called picking the brain of the expert. I sort of see therapy, from my perspective, as someone who they have a more education, more understanding than what you have, and you go to them to sort of fill in the gaps that are missing in your life to help you sort of become complete. So, of course, we have with us our favorite Dr. Aaron here in the studio with us. Welcome, Dr. Aaron.
Thanks, Candace. It's nice to be here with you again.
And we've been having fun on our after-show chats. So you're going to have to join us at www.unlockingsecrets.com at the end of our show. At about 3:45, we get on the chat, and we've been having so much fun on the chats because people have been great. They've been responding and coming on. We can only fit about 30 people, so sometimes people haven't been able to log on, but just keep on trying. And it's great. We've had some good conversations with people, some interesting conversations, people commenting again about Dr. Aaron and his makeup, but we want you to know he does not wear makeup. So we're going to talk to Dr. Aaron. I'm going to actually pick your brain today, right, Dr. Aaron, because I want to find out for myself and for other women and people in general, not just females, but couples, you know, mothers, fathers, looking for a good counselor or therapist or a psychologist, I think is really important. And I'm going to ask you some really good questions, but I'd like to start off with when should we seek therapy?
That's a really good question, Candace. I've got, there are four basic services that a psychologist particularly could provide. One is to write up an assessment report. Sometimes people need to have their children's educational abilities assessed because they may not be doing so well at school. Or you may need a medical legal report because you've been involved in a motor vehicle accident or some other kind of injury that where there's some kind of compensation at stake. Clearly, when somebody's in a custody or access dispute with their partner, sometimes a psychologist can be called in to write a report on what would be best for the children as far as where they are to stay or who to be with mostly. So that's one of the services that psychologists provide. They also provide treatment, as you've already pointed out, for psychological problems. If somebody's in some distress, then they might come to see a psychologist. A third is to get some coaching on how to achieve some life goals. So often now, executives will hire a coach to help them develop areas of their leadership skills that may be a little lacking. And psychologists sometimes provide that service. Or also when somebody's looking to become more effective in a sport or they want to lose weight perhaps, they might seek a coach like a psychologist to help them figure out how best to do that. And then finally, psychologists can be involved in providing expert testimony in court.
Oh.
So those are four areas that generally that psychologists do work in. But your question was, when should somebody seek therapy? I think there's the main question to ask that next would be, what exactly are they looking for? What sort of help are they looking for? And I'm going to make an assumption here, Candace, and that's that most people are struggling with relationship issues, or they're dealing with some difficulties with moods, like they're depressed or they're anxious.
I like, you're looking right at me. You think it's me, Dr. Aaron? Do you think I need help with my relationships and my moods? Have you been talking to my boyfriend? Just kidding.
Well, you know, I think most of us have times when we're just exasperated by the people that we're with or the circumstances that we're in, and we really want to hear from an independent third party how best to handle that situation. So we're in distress, and we want to reduce our distress, and so we're trying to think who do we turn to for that kind of help. Sometimes we can turn to our friends or our partners for that, but as often as not, we wind up feeling a little disappointed by the results. Maybe the person that we talk to gives us advice before we're really ready, mm-hmm. or they we're afraid that what we say to them is going to get around the our circle of friends, and we really don't want to have to deal with that. Or we're concerned that we're being a burden to others, and we don't want to lay our stuff on somebody that we have to live with on a regular basis. You know, we just it doesn't mm-hmm. seem fair somehow. And so,
and sometimes even we don't trust the motives of the people giving us advice. We think, well, he's only saying that to me because he wants something out of it. So of course he's gonna. Just we don't trust those kind of people, and I think that. In my case, for instance, I mean, I'm not ashamed at all to tell people that I've gone for counseling and therapy and support when I've needed it, because I recognize for myself my life. If you've heard me tell you before, you'll hear it again. You know, I left home at 13. I was just a crazy child and had all kinds of emotional pieces missing from my life. So I recognized when I became a parent myself that I needed to fill in those gaps. I didn't have it. And I know that there was no way the people around me, as kind and supportive as they might have been, could ever have provided those missing links of information for me. And, you know, I'm a very practical person and I'm very cognitive. I want something that I can do that is going to improve my situation. And a lot of times, you know, our friends, as great as they are, don't know what to tell us. They don't have that skill. And so it makes sense. I wouldn't go to my girlfriend if I needed surgery on my ear. Like, she doesn't have the expertise. She might be kind and sympathetic, but she's not going to tell me what I need to know. So I think it's really important that we recognize, first of all, okay, I need help with something. I need to find someone who's educated in that area who can give me that missing piece of information that I need so that I can continue to move on and grow and function as a whole human being.
That's a really good point. And psychologists or therapists in general have the advantage of having been able to talk to literally thousands of people over the course of their careers. And because with that experience, they're able to see patterns and suggest remedies in ways that other people might not, because mm-hmm. they haven't had that range of experience. Besides, of course, the therapists or psychologists have years of training to help recognize what the problems are and what sort of treatments would be suitable to help somebody work through a problem.
And, you know, when I think about myself in going for therapy, I guess I really want to get this message out to those that are listening. And I think that doctors, regardless of whether they're psychologists or whether they're medical doctors or surgeons, I believe that I can safely say that they are human beings and they want people to recognize that they're human beings. And the difference between myself and them is a level of education. And I think it's important because I think we in maybe other people don't do this, but I think human beings have a tendency to sort of put those experts or doctors into godlike positions. And when we put people into godlike positions, there's no room for our own ability, our own discernment to kick in and say, you know, I don't know if I feel right about that. Because I know in my therapy, if I feel like, you know what, it doesn't fit right with me, that piece of information doesn't fit right with me, I feel very confident to be able to say to the person that I'm speaking with, you know, that doesn't sit right with me. Whereas a lot of people, if they come in with the sort of perspective of that this individual's got all the answers, that they're perfect, that they're God for me, then I'm not listening to my own self when something doesn't fit right with me. And I think even with doctors, you know, with anybody, they're asking you for your basic symptoms, whether it's emotional symptoms or things that you're feeling, and they, based on the information that you're helping them understand, they're going to try and achieve what it is that you're needing to hear. But to look at them like they're supposed to, you know, have these magic miracle workers, I think is unrealistic, and I think it sort of sets up for disappointment already. Whereas I recognize, you know, my therapist has a degree of education I don't have. I know if I pick their brain, they're going to be able to fill in the gaps for me, or be able to, like you say, use their experiences with other people and combined with their education to pinpoint exactly what it is that I need to hear. And I've had many of those golden light bulb moments going, okay, I get it. I needed to hear that. And then, of course, you know, the health starts to come and you start to feel better because you've got that piece of truth that you were missing. And I just want to encourage people not to look at either doctors or therapists or anybody like their God, but that they're educated people with certain levels of skills that can help you achieve a certain goal in your life. Do you agree with that, Dr. Aaron?
Absolutely.
Of course you're going to agree with me.
No, that's absolutely true. I really encourage people to think of themselves as consumers.
Mm.
You're a consumer of psychological services, just as you are a consumer of medical services or who to get your car fixed by or who's going to help you make some investments if you are looking to do that. And so you are first and foremost the person in charge. You have the problem. You're looking for somebody to help you with that problem. And the therapist that you work with ought to be presenting themselves as a resource or an ally, really a support to you, as opposed to somebody who has all the answers. Because
mm-hmm.
like you say, it's just not going to be true.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to find, I think sometimes I've heard women say, like, oh, I'm so frustrated with my therapist, you know, because they're not helping me. But I think you have to go there willing to cooperate and willing to participate in your own healing process. Because if you give that kind of power over to another individual, you're losing a piece of yourself. A good therapist will recognize that and stop you in your tracks and not let you sort of have that kind of dependency, an unrealistic dependency on them. But it comes back to the very first show we did, which, by the way, you can download it off the internet because it's down there, called Being Your Own Best Friend. It's taking, really having your personal autonomy and your sense of responsibility when you go to anybody and saying, look, I need to pick your brain. I need some help. I'm struggling in this area. Taking a pen and paper, writing down the advice that's given you, and working together cooperatively with somebody, not leaning on them like they are, you know, going to have every answer for you. Because I think that's why a lot of people say, well, I just give up. I couldn't find the answers. And it was because they were expecting not to have to do any work themselves, but they wanted someone to just pop in the magic pill and give them all the answers. And it doesn't work like that. You are an intelligent, autonomous person who needs to take responsibility for your growth and health and well-being as well. No therapist or doctor can climb inside you and do it for you.
Right. Just like you wouldn't expect a lifestyle coach, like somebody who's helping you put together a fitness plan, to lift the weights for you.
Hey, I like that. Do you know anybody who does that? Does it work?
Well, it might work for them, but it's probably not going to work out so well for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you want them to give you some guidance on how to do the work, but of course, for you to benefit, you need to be doing things yourself between sessions or within the session. I think a really good therapist is going to help identify some of the resistances or struggles you're going to have to following through on your natural impulse to make things better. And we all go into life with a preset number of solutions that we are likely to adopt and try to solve a problem. But as often as not, those solutions are limited. They cost too much for what they give you, or they just don't work out as well as you were hoping. And so a psychologist would be able to help you identify some of the solutions you're already implementing and also help you think through some other ones.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to just take a quick break here, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk again with Dr. Aaron about what we should really be looking for in a therapist or psychologist, and have a little bit more practical information for you. That's on Unlocking Secrets for Women here on 1410 CFUN.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.